the gifts of knowledge, the gifts of words of wisdom, understanding that you would need to survive, to endure. And we're seeing it right now as more and more saints are figuring things out and not just doing. I'm just going to say, I'm going to rip this Band-Aid right off at the beginning. Studying is not just reading whatever version someone hands you. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
You need to dig in order to say you studied.
Yeah.
To study means to stay on something and meditate on it and dig into it until the juice of it, the olive oil comes out. You got to squeeze. There's more to it than just I read three passages. That's not studying.
Yeah.
I just need to say that for somebody, because I know that we need to encourage people to dig, because if you take the surface stuff being dished out, man, there's so much deception that we have uncovered that if you're just taking what's handed to you, you're eating GMO word, aren't you, brother?
Yes. Well, you know, somebody might say, well, I've read the passage in King James, New English Version and the NIV Version, and they all saying the same thing. So they feel like they got, you know, three witnesses, you know, out of three different books.
No, that was all the same book. That was a Masoretic text.
You know, so, and nobody dug in, you know, and they think, you know, they're assuming that, you know, all of these English versions, you know, New World Standard, even the Jewish Complete Bible, you know, is full of errors. You know, a lot of people like that, you know, Complete Jewish Bible. And actually it was the, you know, your Pharisees that put that out, you know.
Well, and that's why we encourage people. I don't have one in front of me, but I think my wife snagged it. I'm sure she did. Oh, no, it's not right here. Hold on. Let me grab this. And if you don't have one, we strongly encourage you, use the code all caps, Apostle Peter, all one word. Go on over to Ristine, RSTNE.com, and get yourself this. Why we are so big on this, it's not flow easy reading. Okay.
No, it's for it's
for study.
That if you want to study and get in deep,
this is scrutinizing. When you scrutinizing the scripture, okay, and you're scrutinizing the things that were written, now you're getting into some study. You can't say, oh, I read this and that was the end of it. No, you got to dig. And because there were so many tricks, remember, folks, that Messiah said, woe, not just to the Pharisees. He said, woe to ye scribes and Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So he put them together and he condemned them together.
Yeah.
He called them broods of vipers, mm-hmm. which is like the serpent seed, for lack of a better way to, there ain't no other way to say that. That's there's the quiet part out loud, right? Just because they look like you doesn't mean they're people. They're something else. They're cold blooded and they don't care about anybody but what they're doing. They got an agenda, and they've been working this agenda since before Mashiach came. They were already, the lying pen of the scribes was already touching the kadosh things of the scripture, the kadosh time, kadosh seasons. This is the Antichrist spirit, which touches times and seasons by Daniel's prophetic word. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's those that is going to give account. Now yes. Our modern publishers that just went along with it, now they're going to be guilty too, but mm-hmm. but they're not going to be held to their feet to the fire like those the lying pen of the scribes.
Pen of the scribes.
You know, and yep. then the Pharisees, you know, going along right with it, you know, encouraging it, you know. A conspiracy, you know, working together. And so we need to you know, double check. We need, you know, to matter of fact, the Septuagint was what was used by the apostles in Yahusha. It was written way before, you know, you know, the Masoretic text ever came along. So it was very well established, you know, to be used as the word of Yahuwah.
That's right.
And today, now we have a restored name. Now you can get Septuagint's, you know, English versions, you know, you know, online, but they're not restored. They don't have the restored names, and they are not fact checked with the Dead Sea Scrolls.
There it is. And you got the cross. This is Stutney. So there's a little bit of help in this version that you wouldn't get in others because of the cross referencing that they did not only the Septuagint, but the other writings that they just completely ignored when it came to the King James. With the King James, they took the Bishop Bible, which had already been translated. So many people don't know that, but the Bishop Bible preceded the King James. And that's essentially what they did. And then they put Francis Bacon in charge. So him and his mighty merry men of the Knights of the Helmet, if you do a little homework, you'll find out about the Knights of the Helmet. You might want to write that down, folks. Knights of the Helmet. They added 20,000 words to the English language. They invented words, and they did it with an intention. Knights of the Helmet was the helmet of Athena. And Athena, of course, is another name for Astarte or Asheroth. So that's who they worshipped. Okay, and so you're dealing with some serious levels of evil, serious levels of conflict, and that's the reason why you have so much deception, because they fell for tricks. And I think they did it obviously intentional. I mean, Francis Bacon, where he started the Masons.
Yeah, with the spell ing, you
that's
know,
right.
Of a created English a language that has no root of its own. That's made up of many different languages.
That's right. And that's the other thing is when you get a bunch of things thrown in a pot, you get a lot of confusion. You ever try to teach somebody who comes from a root language, like a Latin language, you try to teach them English and they're so confused because English is such a confusing language. If you didn't grow up learning it, and even people that grew up learning it still struggle with the English language because it's meant to be confusion. It's intentional. And so we have to understand that when we go back to pure language, when we get back into the scripture and get into the Hebrew, okay, and start realizing, wow, they threw away the Hebrew and then told you all of it was in Greek. That's a lie, folks.
Yeah,
that is not true, okay? There's a reason why Paul was admonishing Timothy to study the scriptures, okay? Study the scriptures to make thee wise concerning salvation. What is he talking about?
Yeah,
well, he's talking about the scriptures written in every synagogue. One of the things they're very, you know, dutiful about, every synagogue would have the Torah in Hebrew.
Yeah.
Okay. They had this is what Mashiach read when he went into the synagogue. He read from the scriptures. Yeah. He didn't read that in Greek.
Yeah.
He didn't read that in Aramaic. He read that in Hebrew.
And when they used the term, you know, read the scriptures, it wasn't the New Testament. It hadn't been the new covenant
hadn't been written yet,
you know, and so the word of Yahuwah or the scriptures was your Torah, your five books, actually six books, you know, including Jubilees, if we want to get technical, you know.
So
that was to be read, and that's our instructions for our life, our relationship with the Father, with each other, and how we receive these blessings, you know, and benefit from Yahuwah.
Boy, I tell you, I appreciate the work you've done. And if, folks, if you haven't, there's a link in our description for the Truthers Journal. Strongly encourage you. Many of you, we see you going over there and enjoying the content there. And I'm so grateful for our brothers' hard work in deciphering a lot of these little topics to give you a start. It doesn't solve it all for you. You're still going to have to do your own homework, but there's a lot of good starting point articles that really give you insight and help you decipher through some of these deceits, these deceptions.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it. These folks had 2,000 years on you or more to plan on deceiving you in the last days because you are their enemy. You are the one group by the Ruach of Yahuwah that are strong in the Ruach, and they know it, and they know they can't defeat you if you unite and you have the truth that sets you free.
And unite is the whole, both houses you know, of Yehuda and Yahusha and Israel, Yasharel, you know, coming together, you know, putting their differences together and, you know, and coming into, you know, as one, you know, under one headship as Yahusha being our head.
That's right,
our shepherd. And so when that unity starts taking place,